Hello, I'm Lauren Silverman, author of the book, Crushing the SAT. This visualization prepares you to achieve the proper mental state necessary for peak performance on the SAT, and utilizes many of the concepts and techniques described in my book. If you are interested in more detail, please go to crushingthesat.com. As you get ready to begin, it is essential to find a quiet place and get into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. This visualization exercise should never be attempted while driving a car or operating heavy machinery. We all know it's unsafe to text and drive, so don't visualize and drive either. Relaxation is the first step to a proper visualization, because when you are relaxed, visualizations go deeper into your subconscious mind and resonate as if they actually happened. Memories, real or imagined through visualization, create a positive current in your mind that will carry you to the goals you wish to accomplish. Visualization is one of the most effective ways to change or reinforce behaviors and is a technique used by successful Olympic and professional athletes. So let us begin by taking a long, slow, easy, deep breath. This is known as a signal breath, a signal to your mind and body that you are ready to begin. Now that you are done with your nice, easy, deep breath, just let go and relax. Imagine yourself in a place where you can feel warmth. It can be the beach on a sunny day, a warm shower, or lounging next to a heat lamp. You are going to take your heat source and use it to relax every muscle in your body, imagining that the warmth fully engages and penetrates each muscle as it touches it. This relaxation technique is called progressive relaxation and was pioneered in the 1920s by Dr. Edmund Jacobson. Start by warming the toes of your right foot. Take the water from your shower, the heat lamp, or the sun, and imagine that you can point it directly at each toe. First the big toe. Feel it warm and relax as the heat touches it and penetrates deeply. Then proceed to the second toe. The middle toe. The fourth toe, and finally, your pinky toe. Next, focus the warmth on the top of your foot, the sides of your foot, the heel, your arch, making sure that your right foot is warm and relaxed. You might notice that your right foot feels more relaxed than your left foot, or you might not. Either way, it's okay. Focus the warmth from your ankle to your knee, warming first the calf muscle and the back of your right leg, then the sides of your leg, and finally the shin. Take your time to ensure that the warmth penetrates deeply, right down to the bone, warming the muscles completely. Next, proceed from your knee to your hip, warming the top of your right leg, the quadriceps muscle. Back and forth, focus the warmth, ensuring the quadriceps relaxes. Now relax the back of your leg, your hamstring. As you warm and relax the hamstring, continue around to the small of your back, relaxing the right buttocks. It's necessary to relax every muscle of the body. Breathing also aids the relaxation process. Take a nice, easy, deep breath as you slowly count to four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath for a short count of 2. 1, 2, and let it out, counting quickly to yourself from 8 to 1. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue at your own pace, breathing in, counting from 1 to 4, holding for a short count of 1 to 2, and then counting down quickly from 8 to 1 as you breathe out. Don't strain. Keep your breath slow, deep, and quiet. After a few easy breaths, we'll continue with the left leg. Now, I'd like you to move to your left foot. Begin by warming the toes of your left foot. First, the big toe. Feel it warm and relax as the heat penetrates deeply. Then the second toe. Middle toe. Fourth toe. And finally, the pinky toe. Focus the warmth on the top of your foot, the side, the heel, the arch, making sure that all of your left foot is warm and relaxed. When you've finished with your left foot, focus the warmth from your ankle to your knee. Begin by focusing on the calf muscle and the back of your left leg. Back and forth, deeply warming the calf muscle. Then the sides of your left leg. And finally, your shin. Take time to ensure that the warmth penetrates down to the bone, warming the muscles completely. You might notice that your left lower leg is more relaxed than your back, or you might not. Either way, it's okay. Next, proceed from your knee to the hip, warming the top of your left leg, the quadriceps. Back and forth. Focus the warmth, ensuring the top of your left leg relaxes. As soon as the light from the sun or your heat lamp or the shower touches that muscle, it immediately relaxes. Now relax the back of your leg, your hamstring. As you warm and relax that muscle, continue around to the small of your back, relaxing the left buttocks. Take an easy, deep breath, slowly on a count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for a short count of 2. 1, 2. And let it out, counting quickly to yourself from 8 to 1. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At your own pace, breathe in, counting from 1 to 4, holding for a count of 2. And then counting down quickly from 8 to 1 as you breathe out. Don't strain. Keep your breath slow, deep, and quiet. Do that now. Now let's move to the right hand. Warm the fingers of your right hand. Start with the thumb. Feel it warm and relax as the heat touches it and penetrates deeply. Then proceed to the pointing finger. Your middle finger. The ring finger. And finally, your pinky. Focus the warmth on the top of your hand. The side of your hand and the palm. Make sure that your right hand is warm and relaxed. You might notice that your right hand feels more relaxed than your right arm, or you might not. Either way, it's okay. Focus the warmth from your wrist to your elbow, warming the lower part of your right arm. Take your time to ensure that the warmth penetrates deeply right down to the bone, warming the muscles, the blood, and the tendons completely. At some points during this exercise, you might have noticed that you were holding tension in an area that you were unaware of. That's okay. It's good to know where your areas of tension are. Many people, for example, feel tension in their hands, and you might be one of them. There is no right or wrong area to hold tension. Now proceed from your elbow to the shoulder, warming the front of your arm, the bicep muscle, the muscle you use to curl. Back and forth, focus the warmth, ensuring the biceps relaxes. Now relax the back of your right arm, your triceps. As you warm and relax that muscle, continue around to the top of your shoulder and onto the base of your neck. You might feel your shoulder sag just a little as it relaxes, or you might not, and either way, it's okay. The shoulders are a typical area where many people hold tension. And now let's breathe. Take an easy deep breath slowly on a count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for a short count of 2. 1, 2. And let it out, counting quickly to yourself from 8 to 1. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now breathe and continue, counting at the pace that's comfortable for you. Begin warming the fingers of your left hand, the thumb, the pointing finger, the middle finger, ring finger, and pinky at a pace that's comfortable for you. Focus the warmth on the top of your hand, the side, the palm, the cup, making sure that your left hand is warm and relaxed. Focus the warmth from your wrist to your elbow, warming the lower part of your left arm. Take your time. Now proceed from your elbow to the shoulder, warming the front of your arm, the bicep muscle, back and forth. Focus the warmth, ensuring the biceps relaxes. Relax the back of your arm, your triceps. As you warm and relax that muscle, continue to the top of your shoulder and onto the base of your neck. You might feel your left shoulder sag a little as it relaxes, or you might not. In either way, it's okay. And breathe. Take an easy breath. On a count of four, one, two, three, four. Hold it for a short count of two, one, two, and let it out, counting quickly to yourself from eight to one, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now breathe and count at a pace that's comfortable for you. Let's continue. Focus the heat on the back of your neck and slowly, one vertebrae at a time, even if you don't know where the vertebrae are, imagine that you do, and continue down your back until you reach the midpoint. As you reach the middle of your back, let the warmth flow out and fill your whole upper chest cavity so that your heart, throat, neck, and lungs warm and relax. Take some easy deep breaths, counting as you breathe in, hold, and breathe out. Now continue warming the vertebrae one at a time from the midpoint to the base of your spine. When you've reached the base, let the warmth flow and fill your lower body so that your stomach, kidneys, liver, and all your lower organs relax. Even if you cannot identify exactly where your organs reside, feel the warmth relax your lower extremities. Let your lower back uncurl. Take easy deep breaths, counting as you breathe in and breathe out. The lower back and stomach are another typical area of tension. Again, there are no right or wrong areas, but it helps to know where the tension resides in your body. Go back to the places you've noticed tension and rewarm them. You might be surprised to find you've tensed those areas again. Finish by warming the back of your neck to the top of your head, your scalp, your forehead. The small muscles around the eyes. And finish by warming your jaw. You might feel your jaw drop just a little, or you might not. Either way, it's okay. I am going to count from 8 to 0, and with each descending number, I want you to feel 4 times as heavy as you feel right now. Or if you are feeling light, 4 times as light. Even if you cannot identify exactly how you feel, quadruple your relaxation with each descending number, and the count is 8. You are 4 times more relaxed. Seven, 4 times heavier or lighter. 6, just letting go, relaxing. 5, 4 times more relaxed, feeling very good. Relaxation is a great feeling. 4, deeper and deeper into relaxation, just letting go. 3, 4 times heavier. 2, 1, 4 times heavier. 0, 4 times more relaxed. Imagine yourself waking up on the morning of the SAT test. Next to your bed is a piece of paper that you can write down your thoughts, feelings, and concerns upon. This is a great way to clear your mind and is a technique pioneered by Dr. C.N. Belock and described in my book, Crushing the SAT. See yourself taking 5 to 10 minutes and writing out your concerns. Next, see yourself getting out your check sheet to ensure that you have everything you need for the upcoming test. A comprehensive check sheet and the worksheet to write down your concerns can be downloaded for free on the website crushingthesat.com. Now, see yourself eating a healthy breakfast, knowing that the SAT process from start to finish will take upwards of 4.5 hours. See yourself arriving at the building that you'll take the test within. You find and enter the room to which you've been assigned. You show your admission ticket, ID, and take a seat. See yourself taking easy deep breaths, counting just like we did earlier, from 1 to 4 as you breathe in, holding for a count of 2, and then breathing out and counting from 8 to 1. breathing is a good way to relax and a good way to oxygenate the brain so that your mental focus will be sharp. At any point, if you feel tension during the exam, it's always a good idea to take slow, easy, deep breaths. And you expect to feel some tension today. Research has demonstrated that expecting tension helps you to manage it better. The proctor tells you to begin, and you see yourself taking the exam. You're confidently taking the test and surprised by how easily the answers are coming. If at any point you feel stress, you can rely on the Zola technique or any of the techniques defined in the book, Crushing the SAT, or by taking slow, easy, deep breaths. Now play these events backwards, as if you were in a movie going in reverse. See yourself taking the SAT, just arriving and sitting down, showing the proctor your ID, traveling to the site, back at your breakfast table, back in your room, checking the list to ensure you have everything you need, and finally waking up to fill out the worksheet with any of your thoughts, feelings, or concerns. And now, like a movie in fast motion, go forward through all of these events to the room where you are taking the test. See yourself calmly and comfortably taking the test, and then after a brief moment, spin these events backwards again to your room in fast motion. For the next 20 seconds, go back and forth from the testing site to your room and from your room to the testing site, making sure you stop for a moment each time at the site to see yourself breathing comfortably and taking the SAT confidently. Do that now. I am going to count from 0 to 5, and with each ascending number, you will come out of your state of relaxation. When I reach 5, you will open your eyes feeling refreshed, confident, and ready to take the SAT, and the count is 0. One, slowly coming out of relaxation. Two, moving your toes and fingers just a bit. Three, engaging in a bigger stretch. Four, stretching your arms and taking a nice, easy, deep breath. Five, open your eyes. Thank yourself for making the time to practice with me, and know that each time you visualize, you build memories that will urge your subconscious towards the success that you desire.